As patriots, it's our duty to rise up in a world full of darkness. Evil comes in many forms, and it lurks around unexpected corners. It's time to stop wondering what will happen if it comes to war. War is already here. It's time to rise. Rise up for truth. Rise up for freedom. Rise up for our rights as American citizens. And now, at the head of the militia, here's your host, Mickey Garris.
Hello, my fellow patriots, and welcome back to the show, Patriot Uprising Radio. I'm your host, your fearless leader, Mickey Garris, and it is good to be back. I took a little bit of time off. I took some vacation with my family over on the East Coast, and you know what? I love you guys, and I love Oregon, right? I think Oregon's a beautiful state. But I got to tell you, I took some vacation time with my family, and we went to a couple different red states, Florida and South Carolina. And my friends, it was hard to come back. It was just amazing to be over there and realize that life is flourishing and business is flourishing. Their economies are booming and people are working. And COVID is not a big deal. It's not a thing. People just are going about their daily lives. If people want to wear a mask, they can wear a mask. But quite honestly, I didn't see much of that anywhere. We went to Disney World, and you did have to wear a mask when you were standing right in line, right on top of each other. But just walking around the park freely, if you weren't in one of the lines for one of the rides, you did not have to wear a mask. And granted, Disney World, you got to make an appointment to be in there. They've got their numbers reduced, so it's not as crowded as it might be when COVID doesn't exist. But that was the only place that you saw any signs or any type of rules that you had to follow or anything like that in regards to COVID. Other than that, no matter where you went, restaurants, stores, whatever, it was just a non-issue. And nobody's having any problems, you know? Are people getting COVID? Yeah, people get COVID. I think COVID's here to stay. We know COVID's a real thing. It's something that we have to learn to live with. We can't keep hiding from it. We can't keep, you know, being afraid to live life. And I got to tell you, my friends, what Oregon is doing and what the Democrats would like to do, what all the red states are doing, what the Biden administration's doing, and what our fear right here in Oregon is done, it's killing us. It's killing us. And I don't want to you to think that I'm using that terminology lightly or that I actually mean something different. No, what I truly mean is it's killing us. The way they have managed this COVID is responsible for killing people. It's responsible for killing people. And I tell you what, my friends, I am done with it. I am done with COVID. I'm done with the way they're shoving this crap down our throats, going on, you know, 2.5 years of 15 days to flatten that curve. And mark my words, more is coming down the pipeline. Now, we've had a big week. As you guys are aware, on Friday, the Supreme Court decided to hear some of these cases regarding the vaccine mandates. And I think, you know, the conversations that took place, some of the things, some of the questions that some of the justices were asking is definitely leading people to believe that they don't believe in this vaccine mandate crap, that they don't think it's constitutional. Now, I don't want to put words into their mouth, and I don't want to, you know, assume too much too early on, because they've got more to hear and deliberate about. And, you know, it could be days before there's an answer. It could be weeks before there's an answer. One thing we do know about the Supreme Court is they never moved as swift as we would like them to move. But I will say it looks good. If you've studied the Constitution, if you know anything about the Constitution or listened to these scholars that have talked about this stuff and talked about how these vaccines come into play and these mandates come into play, I believe constitutionally, there's no way it holds water. Now, if our justices believe the same thing, we're in good shape. It looks like they might, or at least the majority of them might. Obviously, you have the Obama appointees, the left-leaning liberal loonies on there as well. But I think they're going to be outnumbered. They were questioning, you know, a lot. Not only were they questioning about forcing people to take vaccinations, but they were also questioning for private businesses, the ability to, you know, constantly be looking at people's booster records and or their test. You know, if they choose not to get the vaccine, their negative test. So keep your fingers crossed that the Supreme Court upholds the Constitution, my friends, and rules in our favor, because I think that will put a squash to a lot of the ridiculousness that has been going on across the country and a lot of things that are going to come down the pipeline. If they don't squash this, and I mean squash it all the way, my friends, we're getting ready to go on a ride here in Oregon. I will tell you this. They are setting up FEMA camps. This isn't tinfoil hat conspiracy stuff, okay? Now, you know, 2 or 3 years ago, we talked a lot about a lot of different things, or we might have, you know, heard a lot of different rumors and such, and we would think that's just a bunch of conspiracy garbage. That's, you know, that person needs to put their tinfoil hat on. I got to tell you, my friends, we're living in this crazy time right now where all these ridiculous conspiracies are becoming our reality. And when we talk about it, it's not because we've got a tinfoil hat on. It's because it's the truth. It's what the left is trying to do to us. It's what we've become as a nation, as a people. And right now in Oregon, they are setting up FEMA camps in every single county. They are trying to ramp up the vaccination push. They're ramping up the testing for COVID and opening up all these new testing sites. And they're really trying to ramp up the scare factor. They want to terrify people about how dangerous and deadly this Omicron virus is and how many people are in the hospitals and how the hospitals are so overwhelmed. Well, yeah, are the hospitals overwhelmed? Possibly. But you know what? 3 or 4 years ago, before COVID was a thing, if you talk to the hospitals, you know what they were going to tell you? We don't have enough nurses. We don't have enough doctors. We don't have enough CNAs. We don't have enough line staff members. We're overwhelmed and overworked, and there's a shortage. That's been pretty much status quo for hospitals for a long time. COVID hits and boom. Yes, definitely they got hit hard, and doctors and nurses that were there, they were, you know, burning the candle at both ends, trying to keep going, working double, triple shifts, and the bed capacities were spiked. There was just so many unknowns in the beginning, and it did hit this nation hard. You can't deny that. But right now, what they're saying, my friends, the excuse that they're saying about how terrible this COVID is and Omicron is so dangerous. I don't even know if I'm saying that right, but it's this new variation. It is just so dangerous. And it's overwhelming the hospitals. Well, no, your hospitals are overwhelmed now because you fired or you got rid of half of your staff because they did not get the jab. So that's on you. That's on the mandates. That's on the policies that the governor is shoving down people's throats. That's on the private sector businesses that are following these mandates or putting more stipulations on their employees. Yes, the hospitals are overwhelmed right now because they don't have the staff, because they let go half of their people because they didn't get the jab. Absolutely ridiculous. You know, keep in mind that when COVID first came out, those were all people that were on the front lines fighting to save lives. Before we knew much about COVID, how bad it really was, what kind of treatments there were, these were people that were showing up to work every day before there was a vaccine available, still trying to save somebody else's life. And how did we repay them? As soon as the vaccine became available, we told them, you're going to get a jab of something you don't want. We're going to force you to put a chemical in your body, even though you don't believe in this, even though that it's against your constitutional rights. It's against your religious beliefs. It's against, you know, whatever type of medical issues you might have that could have adverse reactions mixed with this jab. But if you don't take this, you're going to be out of a job. And that's what happened. And now these places are screaming that they're so overwhelmed. They don't have staff members to deal. The other thing that they're doing, they're lying to you about numbers, my friends. They're telling you that there's all these COVID cases out there and they're overwhelming the system and it's so deadly and it's so contagious. There's a difference. There is a difference, my friends, between going to the hospital and being there with COVID, or going to the hospital being there because of COVID. Okay. If you guys have been paying attention to Dr. Robert Malone, he said just because you test positive for the infection does not equate to you actually having the disease. Do you guys understand that? So we get infections all the time that never make us sick. That's just, you know, our natural immunities fight off things all the time. Things that we never even know that we have. Okay. That's just the way nature is. That's the way our bodies work. And so what Dr. Robert Malone's saying is, yes, you can get infected with this COVID virus and it can be in your system. And if you test for it, you're going to find it. But it does not equate to you being sick and actually having a disease that needs hospitalization. But because my theory is Oregon saw that people were starting to get back to normal. They saw that people, they weren't as apt to comply or follow the rules anymore because they realize now that COVID's nothing to be afraid of. They saw that people's lives were starting to resume, that businesses were starting to open back up, that the mandates that were implemented, they weren't being followed. And they have to scare us, right? They have to whip us back into doing whatever they say. And they do that through fear, my friends. And so how do you show how deadly this new version of COVID is, the Omicron virus? Well, by showing all these positive test numbers and scaring people with that. How do you get more positive test numbers? You start testing more people. So that's why they're in every single county, they're setting up these camps and they're opening up more testing sites. They're testing thousands and thousands of more people in this last couple weeks than they have in the last several months. And they're saying, look at all these positive cases. This is so dangerous. This is so deadly. This is overwhelming our system. No, you're testing more people. You're going to find more positive results. You know what? On the other hand, they're also probably finding more negative results, but they don't tell you about that. When was the last time they said that we tested 10,000 people and 75% of those people had a negative test result? They don't tell you about that. They only report the positive results, and the more people they test, the more positive results they're going to find. And then they throw that number on the nightly news. They throw that number on Facebook. They put that in front of your face all the time. And they couple that with that the hospitals are so short-staffed and overwhelmed. And they're doing it to maintain their control, my friends. That's what this is all about. That is what this is all about. It's about money and control. My friends, if you didn't take time to listen to the interview that Joe Rogan did with Dr. Robert Malone, that is one thing that you guys, everybody, and I don't care what side of the fence you're on. I don't care if you're an anti-vaxxer or if you got all your vaccinations, if you're pro-COVID, anti-COVID. It doesn't matter. None of that matters. What this doctor is doing, number one, he's the foremost expert on these vaccines. He developed the mRNA technology. This guy was on the front lines when COVID first was released. His team was one of the first teams called to help figure out what was going on here and how do we come up with measures to fight it. This guy has backed up everything he said. He has proof. He comes at it with facts. And his interview with Joe Rogan tells everything. And it doesn't matter what you believe. It doesn't matter what you believe. In fact, he's not an anti-vaxxer. He took the vaccine himself. But you have to hear what he's saying. This is about corruption and money. We have been lied to. Your children should not get this vaccine. Children should absolutely not get this vaccine. And there are other viable treatments. And he talks about it all. And it, like I said, it's all factual information. It's verifiable. He explains everything. I've never heard such a good interview. I will tell you, it's a long interview. You got to have some patience. You got to give it 20 minutes. You sit there for 20 minutes and listen to it, and you're not going to want to stop listening. You're going to hear it all the way to the end. And it's information that everybody should know. And when you get done, you are going to be livid at the system. You're going to be livid at our government. You're going to be livid at the Biden administration. You're going to be livid at Kate Brown because they are playing us for fools, my friends. And they don't care about your health. They don't care whether you live or die. They don't care about your business, your finances, your job. All they care about is money and power. Stick with me. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back here on more Patriot Uprising Radio.
We're back with more Patriot Uprising Radio with Mickey Garris.
Hello, my fellow patriots, and welcome back to the show, Patriot Uprising Radio. Great to be back here today. I'm your host, your fearless leader, Mickey Garris, and I was telling you guys that I just got back from vacation. I was gone, and I hope you guys had an excellent Christmas and a good time with your friends and family and celebrated the birth of Christ and rolled into the new year with a new fire in your belly to stand up and fight for this country, because that's what it's coming down to, my friends. We've got some big fights ahead of us, and we're the foot soldiers, right? We're the ones that have to call their bluff. We're the ones that have to act. We're the ones that have to stand up for our own individual rights and stand up for our collective rights, because if we don't, our Constitution, it won't exist. They're working so hard to do away with our Constitution, to take away our freedom and our liberty, because why? They don't want this republic. I was just talking about in the last segment about their scare tactics that they're using, and I was explaining that in Oregon, the government, and I think it's more than just Oregon, you know, I'm aware of these happening right now in Oregon. I can tell you where some of them are even, but they're ramping up all these COVID testing sites, and there are FEMA tents that are getting set up all over in every single county. And what they're trying to do is scare us. The more people they test, the more positive test numbers they're going to have. And so they're going to claim that because of all these new positive numbers, that this Omicron virus is rampant and it's dangerous and deadly and it's overwhelming the hospitals and we need to be terrified of it. And so they're going to use that as an excuse to impose more mandates. Now, our Fuhrer, Kate Brown, she's got a lot of things that are coming down the pipeline, my friends. They're going to do more lockdowns, possibly. They're already talking about it. OHA has already sent emails to the school districts and told them to look at canceling extracurricular activities, sports, and possibly go back to distance learning. They're already prepping the schools with that. So we're looking at possible school closures. They want to do the permanent mask mandate and make it a crime if you're caught without a mask, with penalties, maybe even misdemeanor or felony charges, and fines are associated with that. And then we know that if they have their way, they'll do the mandatory vaccine. And I do believe if the Supreme Court doesn't act and doesn't put a stop to that, remember they were doing their hearing about that yesterday. They got more to deliberate on. But if they don't put a stop to that, mandatory vaccines are coming. And I think the school districts are going to say, hey, if you want your kids in public school, they've got to get vaccinated. But here's the deal, though. Common sense tells us that obviously if you test more, you're going to end up getting more positive results. And that's true with any type of disease. If they tested more for STDs, could you imagine if they set up these big tents and said that everybody had to go through this tent and get an STD test? Could you imagine how many more STDs they might find in your population, in your own community, or tuberculosis? If they went down to the border where we got all this illegal immigration just flooding across the border, thousands and thousands of people each and every day, and they set up clinics and they tested everybody that came through for tuberculosis, don't you think that tuberculosis numbers would skyrocket? We know that that disease comes from those southern regions and it's coming across the border rampant. We don't have a number to put on it, though, because we're not testing everybody for it, right? If that number came out, it'd be through the roof. Cancer, if they tested for cancer, those numbers would grow. The more you test, the more positive results you're going to get. That is common sense. Everything they test, if they did it the same way they're doing COVID, they'd end up calling it a pandemic. Furthermore, my friends, they're going to keep pushing this vaccine. And so far what I've seen, there's limited benefits, if any benefits at all. And what's more concerning is the side effects. People that are getting sick, people that are dying after getting this vaccine, enlarged hearts, all kinds of other ailments. And a lot of this stuff, they're not reporting. The news definitely is not putting it in front of you. I've talked about this before. But go to the VAERS site. You can look at all these adverse reactions that people are getting from these vaccines on the VAERS. That's the site that doctors are reporting to. The information is there, and there's enough now. It's gone on long enough, and there's enough now that every one of us should be opening our eyes and saying, hey, there's something wrong with this vaccine. This vaccine is not good for everybody. This vaccine is not solving the COVID issue, but it's creating a lot of other issues. If they sent you to get the polio shot, and every year you got polio, would you keep going and getting this shot? How long are you guys going to go and get these boosters? They keep giving you this vaccine that's not working. It's not stopping the spread. It's not protecting you. It's not protecting your family, your friends. And they keep saying you need another booster. You need another booster. How long are you going to do that before you say, no, enough is enough? You guys got to start thinking for yourself. The government's not always right. We're being manipulated, and it's just about control. They want to keep us afraid so they can keep us under control and keep issuing these mandates. And Kate Brown has a whole list of mandates she'd love to issue. So we got to pray. We got to pray as a nation, my friends. We got to pray as a state. We got to pray that God gives the Supreme Court the wisdom and the courage to do what's right. Because it's really in their hands, and they've been kind of weak on a lot of things this last year. This last year and a half, they've been really weak. But this is something that it looks like it could go in our favor. And if they put a stop to these vaccine mandates and the testing and all that stuff, I think you'll see life start to get back to normal. It's really in their hands. If they do not rule in our favor, my friends, the sky's the limit. Nothing is going to stop the Biden administration, the Democrats. Nothing's going to stop Kate Brown and her lackeys here in Oregon. Our schools are going to force vaccines if your kids want to go to school. And let me tell you, my friends, it could get nasty really quick. How many of you guys feel like me and are saying, this is not going to happen? This is where I draw the line. You will not stick a vaccine in my child. How many of you feel like me and are willing to stand up and fight to protect our children? I will right now. Right now. And I think there's a lot of you out there that feel like me that will do the same thing. Part of me says, go ahead, Fuhrer. Go ahead, Kate Brown. Put your more strict, you know, mandates on us. You're poking that bear. And eventually, enough people are going to say, we've had enough. Stick with me. Don't turn that dial. We'll be right back here with more Patriot Uprising Radio.
Back with more Patriot Uprising Radio with Mickey Garris.
Hello, my friends, and welcome back to the show, Patriot Uprising Radio. I'm your host, your fearless leader, Mickey Garris, and it's good to be here today with you. Saturday afternoon. Man, what a soggy, wet week we have had. Holy smokes. You know, I've been telling you guys all year that we need to pray for rain. We need rain. We need snowfall. We need to get our snowpack up in the mountains to get us out of that drought, the drought that has caused us to have all these years of nasty forest fires and just destroyed so much acreage, destroyed so many houses and people's lives, so many communities that burnt down in these fires that we've had the last 2-3 years, and all the money and the resources that we've used up trying to fight these fires. And then just the water shortage, the lack of water for us to be able to sustain and for our communities to be able to survive and thrive. Well, we prayed hard and we talked a lot about it. And, you know, we got down on our knees and we said, give us the water, give us the rain, give us the snow. And the Lord listened to us, right? And now I'm saying, give me some sunshine, God. I mean, I'm glad that we've got that rain, and all the numbers look really good. We still got some more that we need. I'm definitely not, you know, wishing it would stop all the way. I hope we continue to have a more wet winter, but it's looking really good. It's looking like our numbers are where they need to be. We're ahead of the curve a little bit, and we might just do it. By the time we get out of this rainy season, we might be okay, and we might end up being all the way out of the drought. So we'll keep our fingers crossed. But that doesn't change the fact that while we're living in this wet, soggy season, it really stinks, doesn't it? You know, I think it's worse here in Oregon because it's dark at 4:30 in the afternoon, and that just it's just kind of depressing, and it's, you know, gloomy all day. It's not bright at all, really, and it's just wet and soggy and cold, and then it gets dark early, and it just kind of emotionally it drains you, and it makes you kind of depressed feeling. And so I think that's one of the hard things about this state this time of the year. But I do want to thank God for the rain that we've got, and you know what? Let's just hope that we get out of that drought and things keep moving the right direction. I was talking to you guys a little bit about the new COVID stuff and the things that they've got planned, and talking about the Supreme Court and their ruling. And I think it might be a couple weeks before we get an answer from the Supreme Court. I hope it comes faster than that. You know, they could come out as early as Monday with their decision. But I would not hold your breath. They typically take quite a while to deliberate on this stuff. Sometimes I think it's smoke and mirrors. Sometimes I think they know exactly how they're going to rule right away, but they don't want to come out too early because they don't want people to think that their minds were already made up or that they're playing partisan politics. So I think they purposely slow things down and wait just to make the optics look like they're taking their time to consider this case and to consider all the various testimony that they might have heard. One of the things that's been on the news a lot this week, you know, we had the anniversary of January 6th. And, of course, the Democrats are trying to compare that to Pearl Harbor and to 9/11 and the Holocaust. And they're just making this big hubbub and stink over all of this, saying that it was a extreme terrorist attack on our Capitol and insurrection. And the fact of the matter is, like so many people have pointed out, not one person involved in that has been charged with insurrection. There is no way that was insurrection against our government at our state capitol. No way, shape, or form. By definition, it was not insurrection. Now, if they come out and can make a case and charge somebody and convict them with that charge, then we can have a different conversation. But right now, the attorney general is not even looking to charge anybody with that because, by definition, that is not what took place. Now, there's a lot of things that did happen on that day, and there's things that were fine, and there's things that probably shouldn't have taken place. People got heated. There was a protest. It started out a peaceful protest. Remember, Donald Trump said he wants a peaceful, patriotic protest. He called for peace. He called for peace, okay? But you get a crowd of that many, thousands and thousands of people together, there's going to be some bad actors. There's going to be some people that are good people that they get carried away in the moment and they cross the line. Now, sometimes when you're a good person and you get carried away in the moment and you cross the line, that equates to consequences. That's the society that we live in. That's the rule of law that helps protect this nation. And sometimes good people make mistakes and they got to pay consequences for those mistakes. And that's fine. Now, on that day, on January 6th at the Capitol, there were people that crossed the line. And there were people that they're definitely not terrorists. I still think they're patriots. They're still patriots, but they crossed the line maybe, and maybe they should have some consequences. But to lump everybody that was there on that day and say that there was insurrection and say that they were terrorists, that's 100% wrong. I don't know if you guys have been paying attention to what Ted Cruz did this week, but he did a speech in the Senate, and he basically called the people that were involved in that day terrorists. Not basically. That's exactly what he did. I heard that, and my jaw dropped because I'll be honest with you, I am a huge Ted Cruz fan. I'll be honest with you, I supported Ted Cruz before I supported Donald Trump. When they both came out initially, I was for Ted Cruz. I felt like he was probably the most honest man in Washington, D.C. I think he's one of the most intelligent men in Washington, D.C. I think he's a constitutionalist. I think he knows the Constitution better than maybe anybody in Washington, D.C. And I supported him. And after Donald Trump won the presidency, I was pleased that Ted Cruz came around and began to support Donald Trump and became more of an ally of Donald Trump's. And I was saying the whole time, I tell my family and friends, you know what? I'm glad that Ted Cruz isn't the president, because I think he can serve his country better in a different capacity. I wanted to see Ted Cruz possibly as a Supreme Court appointee, or possibly as the attorney general, maybe the FBI director. There's a lot of positions that I think Ted Cruz could have excelled in and been very beneficial to this country and served this country better than what he can do as a senator or the president of the United States. And I felt like if he stayed doing the things that he was doing, I felt like this time around, if Donald Trump decides he wants to run again, I think he will win. And I really feel like he would have appointed Ted Cruz to one of these key positions, or put him on a cabinet somewhere. I think Ted would have earned that and been good for the country. And then this week, Ted Cruz comes out and he calls the people that participated in the protest at the Capitol on January 6th of last year. He says that they're terrorists and he's chastising them. And it just, he fed right into the Democrat agenda, the Democrat propaganda. He just fed right into their lies. And now they're taking that and running with it. And they're saying, look at this Trump supporter, Ted Cruz, one of Trump's best allies. And he's even calling this a terrorist act. The damage that he did, the damage that his reckless language did. It's disgusting. And why? So many people said, why would he do that? Why would he say that? He's one of the smartest men over there. He knows exactly what those words meant. He knew exactly what he was doing. Well, I'll tell you, he wants to be the president. He's gearing up for a presidential run. And for whatever reason in his brain, or for whatever reason, his advisors told him, you need to distance yourself from Donald Trump. And that was the first step in him distancing himself from Donald Trump. He thought that that might help his campaign. Well, that was a huge, huge, huge misread there, Ted. That was poor judgment. That was poor advice. And I think you just shot yourself in the foot, my friend. And I don't think you'll get reelected in Texas again, let alone ever elected to be the president of the United States. I can't believe that you said that about your own constituents. I can't believe that you said that about fellow patriots, conservatives, constitutionalists. I can't believe that you said that at all. It was not terrorism. Just like there's no way to place insurrection in there by definition, there's no way to put terrorist in there by definition. That is not what took place. But that's what you said, and words mean something, especially your words and the damage that you did. It's inexcusable, and I won't forgive you for it. You're done. As far as I'm concerned, I will never support you again. And I do think, remember in Texas, my friends, Ted did not win by a lot. Beto almost took Ted out. Do you remember that? What's that say? Beto almost took Ted out. And now Ted goes and makes a gaffe like this. That might be career suicide for him. I can tell you what, nobody's going to support him for president. That's for sure. He might get reelected in Texas again, but I don't know. He just opened up a can of worms. Thank God we have one of the only honest reporters there are, journalists or commentators, Tucker Carlson. Once again, he had Ted Cruz on his show the other night. And once again, he called Cruz out to the carpet and he flat out told Cruz started backpedaling and saying, well, yeah, I shouldn't have said it that way. Maybe this is what I meant. And Tucker flat out told him, you knew exactly what you were saying. And I think you're lying. You're backpedaling now and you're trying to change your story. You're trying to make it sound different, but you're lying. And Tucker was hard on him, and Tucker was 100% right. Ted Cruz screwed up. He attempted to hurt Donald Trump. I don't think it's going to hurt Donald Trump, but he hurt us. He kept this divisive rhetoric going. You know what we should have done about all the crap that they were talking about January 6th? We should have just ignored it. But then you got guys like Ted Cruz that could not keep their mouth shut. And what is this about? This is about division. That's all they want for this country. They're trying to divide this wedge in between us, and they're trying to make us fight amongst each other. And old Ted, he fell right into that. So, sorry, Ted. I was one of your biggest supporters. One of your biggest supporters, and you lost me. I would not vote for you to be dog catcher now, because to suit your own agenda, to try to help yourself in your own political dreams, you're willing to throw everybody else under the bus. And you showed us a lot about your integrity, and we cannot trust you. Don't turn that dial, my friends. Stay with me right here on Patriot Uprising Radio.
We're back with more Patriot Uprising Radio with Nikki Garris.
Hello, my fellow patriots. Welcome back to the show, Patriot Uprising Radio. I'm your host, your fearless leader, Mickey Garris, and it's good to be here today. Time flies when you're having fun. We're already towards the end. We're on our last segment. We've covered a lot of ground, but there's just so much information to talk about. Everything from the Supreme Court hearing about the mandatory vaccination stuff to what our school district's going to do. I just got a letter from my school district, and it was talking about the new guidelines from OHA and about the vaccines and about how often people are going to have to get these booster vaccines to be considered fully vaccinated. One of the new things in that letter, before they would only talk about the staff because, of course, it was a requirement if you're going to be a teacher that you have to have the vaccine. And now in this new letter that they sent out, they actually included the students. So, of course, that raised a lot of red flags for me saying, are they getting ready to make it so they can mandate the students having to get the vaccine before they go into the schools? And so something to keep an eye out. This just came out on Friday, this letter that I got from my school district. And it's concerning. And I got to tell you, that is where I draw the line. My kid will not go to school anywhere that tries to force them to get the jab. And that's something that I'm willing to fight for, my friends. I'm willing to die for that if need be. So lots of stuff going on. The Biden administration, have you ever dealt with a more dishonest administration? And, you know, I've had a few different administrations in my life, you know, a handful of them anyway. But for the older generations out there, the people that are in their 80s, 90s, you know, our greatest generation, people that have been around the block a few times, so to speak. Can you think of a more dangerous, dishonest administration than what we have right now? And I know that we can look back and we can say, oh man, you know, Clintons were pretty bad. And then we got Obama and we said, oh man, we can't believe Obama would do this and that. And we can't trust Obama. But honestly, it just seems to get worse and worse and worse. And now we've got the Biden administration and you can't trust anything that they tell you. They'll look you straight in the eye and they'll blatantly lie about things that we know factually are 100% different, 100% the opposite of what we say. And they'll look you in the eye with a straight face and have no problem lying about it. That the guy can't even do his own press conferences or address the nation without being in a lie, without being in his own little fake White House set that's across the street from the real White House. Can you explain that to me? He can't address the nation from the Oval Office, but he'll go across the street to a building and he'll go into a fake set, a stage set, and that's where he addresses the nation. Doesn't make any sense. You are the commander in chief. You are the president of the United States of America, or at least that's what we've been told. And you can't address the nation from the Oval Office. The significance, the power of you being in the real Oval Office and addressing the nation is huge. It is huge. It's one of the greatest weapons that this country has. And you go across the street to a fake set. Why? It doesn't make any sense, my friends. We don't know the half of it. We don't know how bad it really is. We only see him on his best days. He is a senile, rotten old man. I can tell you that. And if he seems lucid, he is hopped up on stuff. I bet you $1 million if he seems lucid, if he's having a good day, if he can answer more than a half a dozen questions, he's hopped up on some juice and it's going to fade really fast. The guy has Alzheimer's. He's got dementia. And his administration are propping him up. His wife, shame on her. She's got a place in hell. Not that I like Biden. Not that I want to defend Biden. But I think if you got somebody like him that clearly has dementia and clearly is not right in the head, and then you have people that are taking advantage of that, like Jill Biden, his wife, there's probably a special place in hell for her. But they don't care about the lies. They don't care about the things they tell us. This week, the White House put out their job numbers report. I don't know if you guys read that or saw that, but they say, under President Biden, the economy has created more jobs per month than under any other president ever, period. Can you believe that? Under President Biden, the economy has created more jobs per month than under any other president ever. That is a blatant lie, and that is on the official White House page. And then they go on to put this graph together with six different presidents leading up to Biden, starting at Reagan, right? And they show this graph that makes Biden look like he's towering over everybody and that he's created all these jobs. First of all, people going back to work that were forced to be laid off because of the COVID crap, because of these various mandates and lockdowns, people going back to work, that is not creation of a job. That is people going back to work, back to jobs they already had. He did not create any jobs. And in fact, the people that study this stuff, they were projecting an additional 300,000 jobs in January than what the report came out as. They are lacking the 300,000 jobs that they projected we would get. But yet they try to tell the people that he's created more jobs than any other president in history. Blatant lies. Again, all these jobs he's taking credit for, they're not new jobs. In fact, even with this number, if you could say, okay, we'll give that to you. We believe you. Do you know that in November and December, more people quit work and more people were laid off than ever before in our history in 1 month period? Yeah. So there's more people going out of the workforce than coming into the workforce. And these jobs that they're claiming they created, they're not new jobs. They're just the people returning back to work that finally are able to return back to work after being locked down, after being laid off. They lie about everything. Look at what has happened in 1 year. 1 year of this administration, 1 year of the Democrats being in charge. Look at what they've done to this nation. Look at what's happening to our economy. What's happened to the inflation? What's happened to your fuel bill? Look at what's happening at the border right now, my friends. Look at how they've managed COVID. Remember Biden, when he was campaigning for the presidency of the United States, he said he had a solution. He said he was going to eradicate COVID. He said that they had a plan and they were going to get rid of COVID. We are worse off today than we were a year ago, my friends, and he's done nothing for COVID. And now he's come out and said there is not a federal solution. He told us when he was running for the president of the United States, he promised us he had a solution. And now this month he says there is not a federal solution to COVID-19. He's a liar. He's a blatant liar. And the way they've mismanaged this, the things they've done have killed people. And you know what? Biden, other people in his administration, Dr. Fauci, they should be locked up. They should be locked up. They are guilty of killing people the way they've managed this. And mark my words, if it was Donald Trump still and we had the same type of management and the same thing was happening right now under a Donald Trump presidency, they would have impeached him a dozen times again. They would be calling to lock him up. He's not even the president. He hasn't done anything wrong. And they're still calling to lock him up now. They can't get over Donald Trump. They get all excited over Donald Trump all the time. That's all their focus is. They're definitely not focusing on what's going to help us, what's going to help our economy, what's going to help our jobs, what's going to protect our borders. And now look at what's happening overseas. Do you trust Biden to navigate the major issues that we've got on the horizon with Putin, with Russia, with what's going on in Ukraine, with China, North Korea? We've got trouble brewing everywhere, my friends. Are you confident in Biden calling the shots? We are a laughingstock, and China and Russia, they're just rubbing their hands together with big old smiles on their face. They think they've got us whooped. They're not afraid of Biden at all. They're not afraid of his little mandates or his sanctions or whatever you want to call them. They're going to stomp all over us as long as we have this leadership. Things have to change, and things have to change quick, my friends. Pray for this country. Pray for this nation. Pray for President Donald Trump. God bless you guys. I'm glad to be back. Hope you guys had excellent holidays, and we will catch you next week right here on Patriot Uprising Radio.
You've been listening to Patriot Uprising Radio right here on KSLM and KSLM.news.